There are Rovellians, newcomers, volunteers and guests. Good morning and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 3rd of August and cloudy morning here in Oroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today sun through high clouds and over the night cloudy and warm. Chance on precipitation on 40% and chance on thunderstorm on 24%. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 27 to high of 38 with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Winds from the southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 82%. And peak to the weather forecast charts shows that weekend will be in thunderstorms and cloudy. 15th of August is coming up and tokens for Darshan can be registered on Wednesday 9th and Thursday 10th of August between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Pitanga in Samasthi. This service is for Rovellians and newcomers only and it has to be done in person. Registration on the phone will be taken only for people who are sick or not mobile. And collection of tokens will be on Saturday 12th and Monday 14th at Pitanga, the same timings. And Darshan timings are between noon and 6 p.m. But there are also other ways to go to Sri Aurobindo's room or mother's room without a token on Darshan day. You may join the queue of devotees at 5 to 6 p.m. or the previous day, spend the night waiting on the street and enter the ashram compound for Darshan from 9 a.m. onward. Or you may go on the day itself, join the queue between 3 and 6 a.m. Or you may go in the morning of the Darshan day and get your token at the ashram. In this case, you will probably need to wait for or come back later at the time indicated on the token. And Brahmaspati Kshetram in Eda in Chavadi, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo Center, says that in the significant month of August, Brahmaspati Kshetram team is inviting us to following events. On Sunday 6, the reading The Mother and Savitri, led by Bhuvana Sundari and Sudarshan in Tamil and English at 5:30 p.m. On Monday 7th, full moon meditation at 6 p.m. and as usual on any Thursday at 6 p.m. meditation. Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zones invites us to Alpona. Images and sounds of Bengal between 12 to 22nd of August at Bharat Nivas. A panorama of events focusing on the culture of Bengal. Films, music, exhibition, art and textile workshop and food, which you need to book in advance. Please check the attached PDF and image for the schedule. Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas, on Oroville Experience. And they're saying since last year they have been meeting on each Friday in the resource library of the center to share our oral experience in the perspective of integral psychology of Sri Aurobindo. They will take up a study of the synthesis of yoga and they're inviting you to come together again on Friday, 11th of August at 4 p.m. in the same place. On Saturday, 5th of August from 4 p.m. onward, at container opposite of PTDC, we are invited to a giving exchanging things at the Oroville Library of Things. And they're inviting us to celebrating abundance and generosity. And you can bring a thing or two to share and find something that you might need. And they're inviting us to reach in our homes, closets and shelves for things that are not being used for their full capacity. And those things can be toys, kitchenware, tools, travel gear, hiking gear and cycle equipment. Within sport, our badminton tournament started yesterday at 32 Badminton Court, but final matches will take place on 19th of August. Oroville Basketball League is coming up next week and it will end on 15th of August. This is an internal basketball league for the 6 Oroville basketball clubs registered with the Pondicherry Basketball Association. And the concept of this league is to celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Indian Independence Day through the basketball league in Oroville. And they actually named it Oroville Basketball Independence Cup. This league has been organized since 2003 with the support of all the Oroville basketball players and the non-playing members. There are about 100 to 150 players that participate every year in this league, including sub-juniors, juniors and seniors. From Jingles Aruba come an invitation to open Capoeira Roda. After a short break, Capoeira Group resumes its monthly event with first open Capoeira Roda. Adults, kids, beginners, advanced capoeiristas or not, join them, watch, sing or participate to their circle open to all on Friday, 4th of August at our visitor center at 5:30 p.m. onward. Kids will have the priority for the first half an hour. Axé. And from TLC Base Camp comes invitation to a fun dimension, which would be a night of food, fun and music. The learning community on Monday, August 14, from 6 p.m. onward. The event promises a night of fun and food to raise funds for the TLC new multi-purpose classroom. And suggested contribution is 300 rupees for all civilians and newcomers and 400 for the guests. And tickets you can get at Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on all 5th of August and 12th of August, or you can get them at TLC between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Monday, 7th of August, be invited to partake in one morning visit of Sri Smiti, a permanent exhibition of the mothers and shrill window items, living memory. They will start at 8 a.m. and will be back in Orville around 2 p.m. Lunch in Ashram Dining Hall is part of the program, as well as the interaction with Ashramites. Transport costs will be shared by the participant. And that is within sourcing our awareness. And they are saying between 24 to 30 September, sourcing our awareness camp in Nanital. There are still some places available for our villains to participate in sourcing our awareness. Participants come from India and abroad and spend a week together exploring the five dreams of Sri Aurobindo, with this year's focus on integral economy and surrender through diverse activities including daily walks and treks. But you need to register at sourcingourawareness@orwell.org. And Sri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Research, SACAR, Pondicherry organizes Living Within Study Camp number 28 on August 13 and 14. Personality Development, Consciousness Perspective, with Dr. Susmitra Basu as a speaker. But you need to register on sakarstudycamps@gmail.com. Tomorrow, 4th of August at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Sire Building, there's an info day from the German Consulate General from Chennai. And there will be also somebody from the Visa Department to do attestation and to answer questions of all kinds, but they cannot accept visa applications directly. If you want to have an attestation, you have to bring everything necessary, original copy and an identity card, as well as enough cash money to pay. From Founds on Assets Management Committee comes an introduction to the document Code of Conduct, which is a revision of the current guideline for commercial trust and units of the Orville Foundation that was developed collaboratively by the FMC and Orville Board of Commerce before being passed by the former governing board in August 2014. Some amendments to the guidelines were deemed necessary and in February 2016 a proposed revision referred to as regulation was presented to the governing board, but however no decision was made. A first draft code of conduct document was submitted to the working committee in February 2017, who passed it to the FMC. And starting in February, a subgroup of the working committee and FMC made some revisions, while at some time requested input from both the ABC and the Oral Board of Service. In general, the document has support of both the ABC and ABS, with one notable exception. To the guidelines of the ABC had clarity defined the renomination recommendation role that was not proposed in the first draft code of conduct. Over the last several weeks, members of the VCCOM and FMC and ABC have discussed how to move forward together, and a relevant clause has recently been added. The salient changes are clarity of the trustees of a trust role and responsibility, clarity of the expectation of the unit executives, financial accountability details, and creation of advisory bodies. Our cleanup group They are sharing with us that they have been doing some cleanup for more than 15 years, every Sunday from 4 p.m. onward. Those who are interested are always welcome to join. They also need help from the community with any gloves, garbage, picking sticks, garbage collection sacks, and any other material which can be used for cleanup, to give away or to donate. And you can call Anant on 944-3349-444. Circe is sharing with us that she's gonna be sharing circle singing workshop open to all singers and non-singers, and that will be going on Sunday 6th and Sunday 13th between 5:30 to 7 at Africa House. On Mondays she would be sharing bachata introduction, Latin couple dance class open to all. On Monday 7 and 14, also at 5:30, just before the dinner. Both workshops will take place whatever the weather, no need to subscribe in advance, and are free of cost, but of course you are welcome to donate towards the building of Africa House. Orwick Consulting share news on their publication Creative Expression, which is a large format coffee table book portraying the arts and crafts of Orwick. Their photographer and core team member Vimal conceptualized the book to bring out the beauty and essence of each product and its creation. Using photographs and poems, the book aims to permeate the weaver feel of Oroville as well as the motivation force driving the activities taking place in Oroville. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Chasing Coral, made in 2017 and directed by Jeff Orlowski. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight we can see Russian adventure drama The Elephant, made in Russia in 2010 by director Vladimir Karabamov. On Saturday, international adventure biography, Xingu, Brazil, made in Brazil in 2011 and directed by Sao Hamburger. On Sunday, it's children's film at 4:30 p.m. animation, Uzi, made in Spain in 2016 by director Alberto Rodriguez. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. there won't be no movie. The mother wrote following to a letter to her child. I'm putting peace in your heart, but to become conscious of it, you should repeat as often as possible, mentally turning to me. You have put peace in my heart, make me aware of this presence. With all my love. Thank you for listening, so you can contact us on orwellradio.org.